I think you'll find tonight an interesting night. For we're taking ends, the ultimate end, and then the temporary ends. For it is the end that gives meaning to all that goes before. The psalmist said, Lord, let me know my end and the number of my days. Reveal fear not, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven. That's the ultimate end. In giving you the kingdom of heaven, he gives you himself. For you can equate heaven with God. God is able to give himself to all of us, to each of us. And the gift comes suddenly and without warning, after the tribulation of human experience. That I have tried you in the furnaces of affliction for my own sake. For my own sake, I do it. For how should my name be profaned? My glory I will not give to another. And when we read the story in the book of Exodus, we see that glory and God are equated. I'll make my glory to pass before you. And when I pass by, so the I and glory are synonymous. He cannot give himself to another. So the furnaces are simply to change man into himself. He became as I am, that I may be as he is. And so I pass through the tribulation of human experience. And then the end comes suddenly. The event comes in unique and unpredictable ways. Man thinks he can discover the way without having experienced it. You can't do it. For when you experience it, listen to the words carefully now, taken from the 48th chapter of Isaiah, the 3rd verse. The former things I declared of old, they went forth from my mouth. I made them known. Then suddenly I did them, and they came to pass.